hear me? Okay, so I will be talking about point realizations of near actions of groups of isometries, and this is joint work with Sławomir Solecki. So let me start with a couple of definitions. So first, Polish group, let me recall, it's just separable and completely metrizable topological group. By X lambda, I will be always denoting the standard Lebesgue space. So we can think without loss of generality that X is just interval 0, 1 and lambda is the Lebesgue measure. Okay. And we will be also working with the group of measure preserving automorphism on our standard Lebesgue space. We will denote it by out X lambda. So elements of this group, these are just equivalence classes of measure preserving bijections. And we equip this group with weak topology. So for any A, we want the following mappings to be continuous. So we take automorphism and associate to it symmetric difference of the measure of A and GA. And with this weak topology, this group becomes Polish group. Some more definitions. What is near action? Well, we can define it as a continuous homomorphism from our Polish group G to the group of automorphisms, measure preserving automorphisms. And here is some remark. So whenever we have a Borel measure preserving action of our group G on X lambda, then it induces near action. So maybe first let me say about near action, we think that like to any element of G, we associate to a measure preserving automorphism. So once we have a Borel measure preserving action, well, this is the case. Okay, let me do some remarks on the definitions. So about action, we can think that, well, we act like on points. So we have like point X in our space. We apply element G from our group and we get some GX. In the case of near action, like the equivalent way of thinking is that we have some measurable set, or actually I should say equivalent class of measurable set. We apply G and we get again, a measurable set. So it's not arbitrary. We have to also have to say that A and GA have the same measure, and also this kind of association preserves Boolean operations, so like union, intersection, complement. And the main question we are interested in is the following. So we are given a Polish group G. So we know that when we have action, we have near action, but is it other way around? So does every near action of G has so-called spatial model, which means is it induced from some Borel measure preserving action of G? Okay, so let me start with some positive examples. So the first positive example was given by Maki in 6SIF. He proved that whenever we have near action of a Polish locally compact group, equivalent, we can say, separable locally compact group, then every near action has spatial model. Okay. Now I will focus on some other class of groups. Let me introduce them first. So here's the definition. By S infinity, we denote the group of all permutations of natural numbers. When we equip this group with pointwise topology, it becomes Polish group. So here I prepared some more information about this group. So the following three conditions are equivalent. So first condition, G is a closed subgroup of S infinity. So we will be interested both in of S infinity, but also in closed subgroups of S infinity. Maybe one can maybe ask why closed. So this is because that closed subgroup of, well, we are interested in Polish groups. So if we want to stay within Polish groups, then we only look at closed subgroups. Okay. So this is equivalent to the following, that G has a countable neighborhood basis at identity that consists of open subgroups. And here will be one more condition, which comes from model theory, mainly that G is an automorphism group of some countable infinite structure. So let me give some examples maybe to clarify a little bit. So here are examples of closed subgroups of S infinity. So first example, we can take integers. So, well, it is a discrete group, so trivially condition two is satisfied. The next example, this is a countable product of integers. So it's also not difficult to see that condition two is satisfied. And okay, here my third example, this is to illustrate condition three. So this is, well, we look at rational numbers with order. So this is our countable infinite structure. And we look at the group of all automorphisms of this Q with this order. So these are exactly order-preserving automorphisms of rationals. And here I put one more example for a very important group. These are homeomorphisms of Cantor sets. So we can, for example, it's not difficult to check that condition two is also satisfied. Okay, so here is a theorem due to Glasner and Weiss from 2005. So whenever we have a closed subgroup of S infinity, whatever near action we take of this group, then this near action has a spatial model. Okay. Okay, so these were positive examples, but maybe one can ask, is it the case that every near action for every Polish group has a spatial model? And this is very strongly false. Okay, so there's a concept of really near action, which was introduced in a paper of Glasner, Tries, and Weiss. So we say that a near action is really before any measurable set A, which has positive measure, and any neighborhood V of the identity in our group, the set VA has a full measure. So maybe I should explain what is VA. So we take whatever countable dense subset in V, and we consider, we take union of all the translates of A by elements in this subset. Definition doesn't depend on which subset we take, which dense subset we take. Okay, so here are some examples. So first example, this is the group of, well, all measure-preserving transformations. So here it is not difficult to show that the natural action, natural near action, is really, by natural near action, I mean, well, according to that definition, we have to find some continuous homomorphism from this group to the group of measure-preserving automorphisms. And, well, we just take identity. And, well, more examples, unitary group and measurable functions with the metric of convergence of in measure. Okay, I won't say much on these groups. Let me just say maybe that we can embed both of them into certain group of automorphisms, like some kind of Gaussian model. Okay, and here is a proposition. So no real reaction can have spatial model. So really means well, it's like very strong opposite to having spatial model. Okay, so maybe let me just make small comments. So all of these groups, 1, 2, 3, these are all Polish Levy groups, and this is also, I think, was Glasner advice that whenever we have ergodic action of Polish Levy group, it is Wheelie. Okay, so these were negative examples, and let me now proceed to the group of isometries we were interested in with Sławek. So we will be maybe more precisely interested in Polish groups of isometries and the space on which they are living. These were always before us separable and locally compact metric spaces. Okay, so here are some examples. First example, these are locally compact Polish group. So when we equip our locally compact group with left invariant metric, then left translation becomes isometry. So it's not difficult to see that this is a group of isometries. Next example, these are closed subgroups of permutations of real numbers. So the natural action of S infinity on natural numbers also can be viewed as isometry once we equipped natural numbers with a metric such that different points are within distance one. Okay, one more example. So we look at products, countable products of our locally compact Polish groups, but we also looked at closed subgroups. And why is it also a group of isometries? So this follows from the characterizations of these groups. So Gao and Kehis characterized Polish groups of isometries of separable locally compact metric spaces. So we do the following. So here HN is a locally compact Polish group. We take countable products, and S infinity acts on this countable product just by permuting coordinates. And we take semi-direct product with respect to this action, and we look at products of this kind of things. And our groups of isometries are precisely closed subgroups of this kind of things. So here we have some S infinity ingredient. Oops. Here we have some locally compact ingredient. Okay. So let me proceed to our main result. So we extended the theorem due to Mackie for locally compact groups and due to Glasner and Weiss from closed subgroup of S infinity. Mainly, we were able to show that whenever we have near action of a Polish groups of isometries of a separable locally compact metric space, then it has a spatial model. Okay, and well, let me say next that as a byproduct of analyzing these groups, we obtained an interesting characterization of these groups. So this is given in condition 2. Okay, so, well, I just state here that we are a group of isometry if and only if the condition 2 holds, which is in every neighborhood V of the identity, we can find a closed subgroup H such that its normalizer, so it's the largest subgroup in G such that H is normal in this N of H. So the normalizer is open. And also the quotient group is locally compact. Okay, so let me maybe do some short comments here. So, okay, so here we have open subgroup. N of H is open. So, well, this is equivalent to say that index in G of this group is countable. So H is almost like normal subgroup of G, and it really behaves almost like a normal subgroup of G. So here we have some locally compact ingredient. And well, we also can say that like situation here somewhat resembles situation of the group of permutation of natural numbers. So here we also have like small subgroups. So in every neighborhood we can find a closed subgroup. With S infinity, well, in every neighborhood we could find open subgroup, not some polished subgroup, but open subgroup. One more important thing is that in this condition two, we can replace here locally compact by V group. And this is actually really, really used in the proof. So if we want, well, if we want to go from 1 to 2, we really really need to use this condition. Maybe not precisely from 1, but from the characterization by Gao-Kechlis. We have to show that every group of isometry has this property. We look at this Lie groups. Okay. So what else? When we in this theorem, so to show this theorem, we use this characterization given in point two. Okay, so maybe I won't focus much on the next slide. So here, it is really non-trivial to replace locally compact by Lie in the statement of point two. I showed a moment ago, and we use for this a solution to Hilbert's fifth problem, given in the form by Montgomery and Sipin in their book. Maybe I won't go into details. You don't have to read it. Let me just say that in some sense we can approximate locally compact groups by Lie groups, and we use it. Okay, so here I collected some information about the groups of isometries. So first, from the characterizations by Gao and Kechlis of the groups of isometries, it's not difficult to derive from that the groups of isometries, they are closed under countable products, and they are also closed under taking closed subgroups. So you remember the Gao-Kechlis characterization, this was about this S infinity, locally compact, infinite copies of locally compact groups. Okay, and as a corollary, we obtained the following closure property as a corollary to this property two. Let me recall it here. We also obtained that images of continuous homomorphism onto polished groups, once we start with the group of isometries, we also end up with a group of isometries. Okay, I don't know if I have time. I have some glimpse into the proof on the last slide, but I see that it's I have 1 minute. Okay, so I have a slide with say easy direction of this theorem. So there was theorem that locally compact groups. Maybe I repeat it here. So we start with polished groups. And suppose that here we have the following condition. I simplified a little bit that condition given in point two. So we have the following. In each neighborhood of the identity, we have closed normal subgroup H, such that the quotient is locally compact. Then G is a group of isometries of separable locally compact metric spaces. So here we do the following. We take increasing sequence of neighborhoods of identity. Diameters have to go to zero. We take H from here inside VI. And here we do the following. We here is the embedding. So first we look at topological sum of the quotient G by HI. We look at isometries. So this is this is locally compact, this inside. And it can be given a metric, a quotient coming from quotient metrics. So we do the following. We take G here from here, and we act on cosets in the following way, right? Okay, so that's all. Thank you.